Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 27th of November, recording at 7:41 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, the highlights here. The Asian stock markets were, for the most part, quite strong. A little bit down in Hong Kong, tiny bit down in Australia. But the European markets weakened after sort of flat opening, and Wall Street has weakened as well, currently down 153 on the Dow, 45 on the Nasdaq Composite, and 17 on the S&P. So there's definitely some technical deterioration here. And elsewhere, government bonds bond prices, that is, slightly easier in Europe, slightly firmer in the U.S. And the U.S. dollar, soft in here today, nothing like the decline that we saw on last Friday and Thursday, but it is persistent. And for instance, we have the euro at 131.37. against the dollar. It has been higher, but that was early this morning. Okay, in terms of precious metals, gold has been quite strong. I'm looking at the futures contract now. Well, now let me take spot gold, because the Bloomberg data, which they get from the exchange, and I think there was an error on the exchange, because they showed a big correction in gold, copper, and silver. On Friday towards the close, which I don't think ever actually took place. It doesn't show up on some of the short-term data. So I'll just mention that gold is showing as up 3 here today at 641.20. 641.20. That's 95 cents off the high of the day. The February futures contract, just to put you fully in the picture, is 647.40. Good action. Silver trading, excuse me, at the March contract is trading at 1370 right now. Palladium down a couple of dollars, and platinum down 7 as of these latest prices. The grain and bean complex is up, but off the highs that we had seen earlier in the day. And the industrial metals, a little bit mixed, but copper is up on the day. Let me just check this out, though, because of those price distortions that I mentioned earlier. Well, LME copper shows down a little bit, tin up a little bit, zinc down a little bit, nickel up a little bit, aluminium down a little bit, lead up a bit. So quiet day here, but they've been quite strong. Crude oil, this is perhaps the most important one, up $1.10 right now, and that takes crude back to over $60, $60.34 on the NYMEX crude. Okay, where are we? Well, on Friday, I wrote a fairly lengthy piece for me to flesh out in writing what I'd been suggesting was going to take place in the audios, that these rallies in stock markets were a little bit too good to be true, and that they were overextended. They hadn't accelerated in a big way, but the trends had certainly steepened, and so there was some acceleration there, and basically we'd gone at least 2 months without anything beyond the briefest of consolidations, and that I was looking for a spillover into a more lengthy reaction and consolidation phase. Now, we saw that commence, and I thought it would commence with the European markets, and I just want to make this point that the leaders so often lead in both directions. So just as Europe had led the recovery following the May-June downside blowout, they also started to lose form before the other stock markets. Now, Europe completely, Asia completely shrugged off the weakness that we were seeing in Europe. That's not too surprising because they wouldn't be looking at Europe necessarily as a lead indicator. But I don't think Asia will shrug off what's happened in Europe and particularly the US today, unless the US surprises me at any rate by recovering most of these declines before the close. Now, let's put this reaction in perspective. I'm not looking for anything as strong as the May-June setback, although investors may become nervous. You remember how nervous they became during the May-June selection. There were all kinds of claims that we were in a bear market, and even the bulls were saying that stock markets would go back down and hit their actual lows in October. So fortunately, I didn't get sucked into that, and I will hope to have some perspective in terms of what's going on here. I don't think stock markets are technically anywhere near as dangerous as they were previously. One can cite fundamental information such as the weakness of the US economy and the higher interest rates that we have seen, but then one can also say, well, is the glass half full or half empty? You can also say, because the US's economy has slowed, that will curtail some of those inflationary pressures and take the pressure off interest rates, and certainly at least in the US, and a stock market reaction might stay the hands of a few other central banks as well, especially where currencies are running riot in here. But certainly I expect to see more of a reaction, a bigger reaction, and a more lengthy consolidation than we've seen over the last 2 or 3 months. But that's hardly surprising, and that's nothing to panic about. I have indicated that I wouldn't, I've said, I think more than indicated, I've said quite clearly that I wouldn't disturb any of my long-term investment positions against this background, but that I might lighten in some of my leveraged trades in those vehicles, and I have done that. Today, as you'll see in comment of the day, I booked my leveraged trade, the spread bet position only, in the JP Morgan Fleming Indian Trust and also in the Aberdeen New Thai Fund. I should have done it on Friday, but I wanted to get that piece out and just to clarify my views first. Okay. Elsewhere, well, I think that this will stick with stock markets for a moment longer. I suspect that this reaction and consolidation will create another buying opportunity, but not just yet. And again, emphasize that long-term investors can ride this out without many qualms, but this is not a time to be over-leveraged in stock markets. Okay, looking at the government bonds, weaker stock markets could easily help them, provided the oil price doesn't rally too much in here. Let me move on to these other markets now. And precious metals, the action has been awfully good. We had those breakouts on Friday. That was helped very much. Or I think it was more than helped, it was made possible by the weakness of the US dollar. Now, in terms of precious metals, what really counts in here? Well, as far as gold and silver are concerned, a stock market rout would not necessarily help, but I don't think we're going to get a stock market rout, at least not beyond very, very short term. In other words, you get a few big down days, but nothing, again, nothing like the May-June correction. But certainly, if I underestimate what Wall Street does, for instance, then that could have some spillover sentiment in precious metals. But at this stage, I'd say that the weaker dollar has been increasing interest in precious metals, and a stronger oil price would have the same effect, I believe. So we have had a quite a reasonable breakout on the gold and silver. Platinum is looking more sluggish. It's been incredibly volatile. It just shows how thin the market is right now. And palladium has been really quite sluggish in here. I'm going to roll my December palladium position forward tomorrow. I have to do that tomorrow or allow it to expire. I'll almost certainly do the same with my December silver positions. Most of my silver is in the March contract, but my earlier purchases were in the December contract. I'll probably roll that forward tomorrow as well. The silver would be at very good profits. The palladium would be at a would be at a loss, but a smaller loss than the profits on the silver contracts. Each of the silver positions that I will be closing out, I had two separate purchases in December that I still hold, and they would be considerably larger. They are considerably larger gains, at least at this moment in time, than the palladium loss, fortunately. Okay, other really interesting areas. It does look as if the grains and beans will be or are in the process of resuming their rallies. I have mentioned all along that I felt that they were seeing nothing more than consolidations prior to resuming their gains. This move has been led by corn, which had been strong previously, and it's also being led by soybeans, which had lagged previously until the latter part of the run. Wheat has firmed though, and I and wheat had been I think I'm right in saying that wheat had been in the pole position. It actually closed down a little bit, or is currently trading down a little bit in here today. So we may get a little bit more backing and filling in this sector before it does move again. It's also more speculative, I think, than other areas such as the precious metals, but everything's a bit speculative, isn't it? And let me just comment on this oil price one more time here. It just looks to me as if the oil complex is bottoming out. I'm prepared for this to be a lengthy process, but I do think this is we're in the region of the lows, as I've been saying for a while now, and it may take time. But then again, I wouldn't want to rule out a more rapid recovery if there's some exogenous event that contributes to that. It's not going to be a surge in global demand. It would have to be an accident that probably won't happen. So I'm still budgeting emotionally, at any rate, for arranging consolidation, longer support building process, and before that oil price does move higher. And of course, that's something that we'll be able to monitor on a daily basis. But what I do not feel is that we're going to get another big move downwards in oil, which seems to be the consensus view. Okay, and I think that's pretty much it. So, interesting day, and no doubt tomorrow will be as well. Meanwhile, all the best. I'll just mention I've got to get up at something like 3:30 in the morning to do a BBC program on currencies. Couldn't resist it, despite that shocking hour, but that will not prevent me from also putting in a full day here on behalf of the Floor Money Service. Meanwhile, all the best.